Here it is. Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming now.
That's my fault.
Yeah.
There we go. So you can, everyone can see that now, can they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so anyway, Oakley Parish Council has been increasingly concerned over the course of 2020 by strategic planning decisions taken by government, Bedford Borough Council and East West Rail, that residents may not be aware of. So a kind of local democratic deficit, if you will. And these decisions will have a considerable impact on our village and the North Bedfordshire countryside. So in early 2021, we distributed to each household this leaflet. There were three kind of primary areas that we're concerned of. The first, of course, is the development area from Oxford through Milton Keynes, Bedford and Cambridge, generally called the Oxford-Cambridge arm. And in May 2019, Bedford Borough Council was party to an agreement with government, committing Bedford Borough Council to the government's development proposals for the Oxford-Cambridge arm. These development proposals were previously recommended by the National Infrastructure Commission. And the agreement itself is called the Joint Declaration. This declaration calls for 1 million new homes across the Arc, which is a huge urbanisation of the Arc, which is largely open countryside. The Arc itself is 85 miles long, and 1 million homes is equivalent to 20 cities the size of Cambridge. So this is a huge development process undertaken or promoted by government and also now by Bedford Borough Council. It would increase the population of the Arc by approximately 1.9 million people, twice the population of Birmingham. And this agreement has never been circulated to parish councils or residents. The second area of concern to us is East-West Rail. And following the public consultation on route options, East-West Rail finally published at the end of 2020 their recommendation of the preferred route from Bedford to Cambridge. And the preferred route was Route E, which Bedford Borough Council had been pushing for in their submission to East-West Rail's consultation. Unfortunately, they didn't let the people of Bedford Borough know anything about it or advise the parish council. And the reason for not informing local people, they said to East West Rail that that a northern route would enable development of new towns in North Bedfordshire. Oakley Parish Council favoured Route B, which is a route going south through a new Bedford Parkway station at Wixhams, and then following the established A421 transport corridor to the A1 between Sandy and St Neots. This was a route also favoured by the Wildlife Trust. And in fact, Routes B and Route E were roughly equal in popularity in the consultation. So that was the second issue. And the third issue is the Local Plan 2030 review, which Bedford Borough Council are obliged to undertake in order to take account of the government's requirements in terms of development across the Oxford-Cambridge Arm. Anyway, as part of this review, Bedford Borough Council published details of the sites put forward by developers for consideration in the call for sites. And so the call for sites now incorporates the impact of both Oxcam proposals, as they are at the moment, and the decision to take East-West Rail north of Bedford. And these sites, of course, will be in addition to the 2,000 homes already agreed for Clapham, Bromham, Sharnbrook and Great Barford. So these are the maps which show the impact of the call for sites on our immediate locality. This shows one of the primary sites in pink, which is centred around Twynwoods. It's for somewhere between 6,000 and 10,000 homes. I've shown for comparison down here, Hampton Town has some 4,000 homes, Oakley Village has 1,000 homes. So a new town of 10,000 homes will be, what is it, 2.5 times the size of Amptill. And it will stretch from Clapham here and here through Milton Ernest and then on to Bledsoe. So it'll be huge. And it won't be, this is not something that, because it's slightly to the east of Oakley, which is here, won't impact on us. It will have a severe impact on us because all these cars, all these houses will have cars associated with them, and they've all got to get from A to B. And in fact, the promoter of this site has also included a potential Parkway station, North Parkway station, just around here somewhere. The railway, when it comes, will roughly come out off about here, across the River Great, who's here, and then go up between Clapham and this new development just the north, and then around via Ravensden and out through Wilden so that's one. And then this is the next area potentially, which has been included by developers, and this is a site just to the north of Sharnbrook, which is here on the northern edge. It's centred around the Unilever site at Colworth, and that's for about 4,500 homes. So those are the issues that caused us to send out this leaflet to advise, to inform local residents. We felt it was our duty to inform local residents of these issues and the impact, likely impact they would have. So the actions that we've taken as a parish council to date is to invite the mayor and our local MP, Richard Fullerton, parish council meetings so that we could discuss with these, with both the mayor and Richard Fuller, our concerns. And then following that, two action groups have been formed. One is called BFAIR, which is Bedford for a re-evaluation of the routes. And in particular, that group is looking for re-evaluation of Route B, which is the route we were promoting. And then there's another group which has already been established for several years. It's called Keep North Bedfordshire Green. And this group helped in a campaign against the proposals for a new town just on the northern edge of Sharnbrook, which was not included in the current local plan, in part because of the activities of Keep North Bedfordshire Green. And meetings, these two groups have had meetings with MP Richard Fuller and also with the Minister for Railways. Oakley PC has joined both of these groups. A petition was raised to Bedford Borough Council, and it raised almost 2,000 signatures in a matter of 2 weeks, something of a record, I think. I don't think there's ever been a petition which has encouraged so many people to take formal action. Brickhill Parish Council, which is in fact one of the largest parish councils in Bedford Borough, it's an urban parish council, and it's home to the constituency of the deputy mayor as one. They were obliged to hold a special meeting of over 100 people because of concern of local residents who knew nothing about Route E. And following this, the parish council was obliged to write to East West Rail, rescinding their support, which was previously given for Route E. In addition to that, an action group has started, which Pat Olney was formative in doing. Action group started to protect and enhance the River Great Ouse and the valley area. And this was also, this action group was started because of their really deep concerns about the potential development proposals for the North Bedfordshire countryside. Bedford Borough Council was then obliged, because of all this controversy, to publish on their website for the first time a complete copy of their response recommending Route E. So now at least everybody has the opportunity, all residents have the opportunity to see, to read precisely what Bedford Borough Council has said. And most recently, on the 31st of March, East West Rail has started a detailed consultation on the actual Route E options. Today, up until that time, Route E was a corridor, and at some points in the corridor, particularly between, let's say, St Neots and Sandy, it could be up to 5 kilometres wide. So now they've come with precise options for the actual route between Bedford and Cambridge. And also, there are some interesting service issues related to connections between Bletchley, that's just south of Milton Keynes, and Bedford St John's Station. So I think it was Pat and I both attended the inaugural kind of meeting, for which we were given about 24 hours notice by East West Rail, an introduction to this consultation. That was last week on Wednesday, I think. And as I say here, this consultation began on the 31st of March and will end on the 9th of June. So that's the position to date. That's where we are. And the Parish Council will be actively involved, I think, responding to this consultation and working with the action groups in order to defend our precious Bedfordshire countryside. Okay, so that's the end of my presentation.
Thank you, Gerry.
Okay.
Good. Do we nearly get back to normal or?
Yeah, you will. Just a second.
Yeah. Good, well done. Well, thank you. Thank you, Gerry, very much.
Okay.
I know we have an item, questions from the floor, but that doesn't prevent me asking if there are any comments that anyone wants to make from ourselves. Sarah, yes.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for doing that, Gerry, because it's good to see it set out clearly, because it is confusing, I think, actually, when you're not sort of engaged with it all the time. So I've just got a couple of points, really. The B Fair and the Keep North Beds Green, are you saying that they're working together as different groups, are they now? They're working together?
They are now working together, yes, that's right. Yeah.
And then the group that you said about that Pat's done, the action group, is I didn't know about that actually. Is that part of it now, or is Pat's group separately? I don't know if it is Pat's group, but you said Pat started it.
No.
Is it your group, Pat?
It's not my group.
Right, okay.
No, I will come on to it.
Okay.
My NDP report. What happened was I was contacted by a couple of people at Stonington because they already knew how concerned I was about the Ouse Valley north of Bedford. And
so can I stop you, Pat? Can I just stop you there? If you want it as part of your NDP report.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Do you want to include your NDP report now? That wouldn't be a problem, would it, Anne, if we let Pat talk about both now?
Could I just ask another question about the railway then before we go on to that? Because I'll probably take us off at a diversion if we're not careful.
Yeah.
So probably my other point, John, I wanted to ask you, obviously, you're our link as our borough councillor into the council, and obviously we know the position that Bedford Borough Council's taking, and yet equally as Oakley Parish Council, you know, we're taking probably a different position, aren't we? So to me, that gives you you're in a difficult position. You've got a conflict of interest, in my opinion, or you're torn. So I suppose I want to understand better how you feel you're able to represent the fact that Oakley is, what's Michael doing? That Oakley is, you know, we've got a particular view, but you are conflicted in my mind because of the view of Bedford Borough Council and the Liberal Democrats, and you're a member of that party, so you're pulled in different directions.
I mean, I'm very happy to feedback the views of all the parish councils within the ward that I represent, as like you are all members of the electorate who have potentially voted me in or not voted me in. I will put forward the views and comments you have. I have a personal view on East West Rail, and I honestly say I do support Routy. And I won't make, you know, any bones about that. It is, there's some stuff which has been said, which I do encourage people to look at recording of the last full council meeting, where questions were asked and very good responses were given by Councillor Michael Headley to questions which were put forward. I would certainly also encourage these slides to be put up and shared as well. And, you know, they are made widely available so they can be looked at and examined. With that, I'm happy to put forward the views of all three parish councils. I know all three parish councils do have a view, and I think obviously we just need to be clear here that this is looking after North Bedfordshire green space, not Bedfordshire green space, because if it goes south, there will be an impact potential on the RSPB at Sandy, across the south side of the town as well. Mm. And that's as much supposition has been made against some of the things which have been said in the north. As I say, I encourage people to look at the recording of the last full council meeting where questions were asked, and a very good, robust response was given to those questions. As the borough councillor for the ward, I will represent the views of all the electorate, and as I have three parish councils and they have a view, I will put forward the views of the parish councils. So where Oakley are opposed, I will make it known that Oakley Parish Council is opposed, and happily put forward any documentation or information that you have that you wish to be put forward as well with that.
Okay, so that's good to know, actually, because I did feel there was a conflict. So
I have to walk a tightrope. I'll be honest. You know, I do, but it would be remiss of me to be silent on the views of the parish councils in the ward.
Absolutely.
Because you also represent the people who live here. So for me to say nothing at all because the view of the parish council might be opposed to a view I have, I believe would be wrong.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, go on, Sarah. Did you want to say something else?
I just wanted to ask you then, I do think that is good, John. Would that manifest itself in then, do you think that within Bedford Borough Council that people would then understand if you voted, I don't know if you're voting on behalf of parish councils, if you're voting on behalf of your own views?
I vote as someone who's elected by all the people who live in my ward. So I will vote accordingly. I'm trying to remember the word. I'm not a delegate, I'm a representative, I think is the term for a councillor with regards to that, you know. And it does need to be remembered that actually there was support right across the council with regards to the railway coming through Bedford and coming into Bedford, you know. And actually, if the railway goes south of Bedford, we will miss out on a huge amount of economic benefit to the town. You know, why would you drive halfway around Bedford, have to get around the bypass to get to a station on the south side of town? But my view is different to a number of people in this meeting, and I'm aware of that, but that won't stop me putting forward your views. You know, would I vote against it? I probably wouldn't, is my honest answer to you, because I believe in the economic benefit to the whole of Bedford, and the whole of Bedford Borough, be it north of the river or south of the river. With regards to what is best for Bedford Borough as a whole, rather than, you know, I have to take into account the views of people who live in the ward and, you know, will make representations to me, and I will put forward those representations. Ultimately, it's a decision which is made by the government. You know, I think people think Bedford Borough Council have an awful lot more sway in this decision than they do. Ultimately, it's Grant Shapps and the government who have made this decision. They back the East West Rail Company. I'm appalled at the short notice which was given for us to be able to attend that meeting by East West Rail. That was, you know, I absolutely agree with what Jerry said, what you've said, everyone has said about the fact you were given under 24 hours notice for this. And that's ridiculous. They're, you know, in terms of consultation, it was East West Rail who ran the consultation in 2019. It's East West Rail who's running this consultation now.
I don't want to stop you, but I didn't want us to have a debate about East West Rail at tonight's meeting. And I think we have, Jerry's put his point that we wanted. You've asked your questions.
Yeah. I mean, the very short answer is I will, of course, put forward the views of Oakley Parish Council, Stevington Parish Council and Pavenham Parish Council.
And it's important that you do, yes. Yeah, briefly, Jerry.
Yeah, just very briefly. John, you said that Route B would impact the RSPB Nature Reserve. It won't.
Well, potentially, Jerry, in the same way you've made some certain allegations about, you know, the whole process which has gone through so far, you know, and I think Michael Headley defended this with you at full council. I encourage people to look at that.
I did ask that we didn't.
No, can I just make the point? Route B goes north of Sandy between Sandy and St Neots. The RSPB Nature Reserve is south of Sandy. So it goes nowhere near the RSP Nature Reserve.
Thank you, Jerry. I think we'll draw that to a close. But thank you, Jerry, for talking about it. I think, as always, it's quite sad that there weren't more members of the public or the Oakley public that could have been here and could have heard about it.
Yeah, and in spite of everything else, genuinely, the more information which is got out there, the better. So, you know, if this can be shared, share it, because people need to be informed, whatever my view is. People do need to be informed.
Indeed, they do. And I think at this juncture, we will now come to you, Pat.
Right.
And if you can incorporate what you were going to say about your new group with the neighbourhood development plan.
I hesitate to say my new group. Okay, Oakley neighbourhood plan was made by Bedford Borough Council on the 2nd of April 2020. It now forms part of the BBC local plan 2030 and is now a statutory document, and all planning applications must take account of all the policies in the plan. The Oakley Parish Council, who now has ownership of the plan, wanted the NDP group to continue to monitor and review the plan, and we brought back to the PC. The group has made representations to the next BBC local plan to 2040, the issues and options and call for sites consultation. At the moment, the planners are still assessing the call for sites, but most of the current policies are going forward to the new plan 2040. Plan 2040 should be going to the June executive 2021, and if agreed, then forward to consultation, which will probably end sometime in September 2021. Bedford Borough Council was also revising the landscape character assessment. It was suggested that the Ouse Valley from Oakley to Sharnbrook in particular was put forward as an important, Ouse Valley from Oakley to Shambles in particular was put forward as an important nature corridor in the local nature recovery strategies introduced in the Environment Act. The chair was asked to contact Stirrington, and a local group has had an initial meeting, and at the next meeting they intend to be fully constituted group and put together the next steps. And we have some very keen members, and Paul Leinster is one of the members from Oakley, Jerry, John Strutt from Stirrington, and Tricia, I can't think of her name.
Lenny.
Tricia Lenny, who also clerks the Parish Council, Stirrington, and Paveland Parish Council. So that we have started, and we had a very good meeting. The other person that is involved in that is Simon Brown. We will be contacted in all the parish councils within that area, and also all the landowners, plus getting all our data together. Planning issues, development sites. The development sites in Oakley, no planning applications have yet been put forward. The group had asked to be involved in an early stage, particularly in open space management and the S106 agreements. The group also made an objection to the 20 houses proposed in Paveland Road, specifically on the outside the SPA, prime agriculture land, and also against the neighbourhood plan. It was refused by the BBC planners, and we had made representation to the written appeal. We await the decision of the inspector. The group will continue to monitor and make representation to the BBC Local Plan 2014 to any public planning applications if relevant, and also seek ways to protect and enhance the River Great Ouse Valley. We also hope to be working with Keep Bedford Green and the Stirrington Group and others to make sure our valley stays green and a lovely place to live. Obviously, Jerry has talked about the Oxford-Cambridge Arc, and we keep that under review. I wish to thank all members of the group who worked tirelessly to get the Oakley NDP as a statutory plan and have given time to making sure that the NDP policies are monitored and the BBC Local Plan 2040 continues. They continue to work and make sure that our lovely valley is protected and enhanced. And I wish a particular thank you to our clerk, Anne Pace, who keeps us all in order and keeps our minutes beautifully crafted after endless discussions sometimes. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that, Pat. And I echo the comments you make about the thanks. We can't thank the members enough for all they put into making the neighbourhood development plan the document that it is. And I think we're all very grateful for that. And good luck with your new group.
No, please don't call it a new group. And once we've got a proper name,
yes, we'll call it that.
Call it that group name.
Yes. Yeah, great. Thank you. Anything from anyone? No. So we go on to item 5, which is communication and engagement with residents. And I wanted this to be put down because I think we all feel very strongly about it. And it's very difficult, really, because I think in generally we have good means of communicating with residents. We've got the agenda, we've got the minutes, and there was a time when that's all people had. And the only way they saw them was by going to the notice board and seeing them once a month or whatever. On top of that, now we've got a great newsletter that comes out on a three-monthly basis. We've got our website and we've got our Facebook page. And our use with both of those is increasing. It shows how far we've come when, you know, suggested tonight that we record tonight's meeting so that that can be seen. So that is yet another step forward. But I thought it important that we had the subject on tonight's agenda so that people can see that we treat it as a very important issue. And it was good, Jerry, that you highlighted the fact that at the beginning of the year, we did the 4-page flyer on those important issues. And I'm sure there will be other issues and we do the same. But we also want people to know that we're open to other ideas. Other people might have some other idea of bringing matters to attention. And we'll listen to anything, I think, because I think whatever message we can get out, the better. So that's all I wanted to say. You know, we need to keep highlighting the fact that we believe in good communication. Okay, that's it. Any comments from anyone? No? Good. Okay, item 6. And it looks as though the next thing is me again and my report. I think it has been circulated by everyone, but I will go through it very quickly. And as I start off, no one really needs reminding what an unusual 12 months we've had. The whole year we've conducted our meetings this way. And for our experience, it's been business as usual. We followed the same procedures and the public are provided with access details. And those who do join us, I would like to think we've made fairly welcome. At this early stage, I'd like to thank Anne for her constant hard work dealing with all that we put before her. Thank you, Anne. And my thanks to everyone else for all they do for Oakley, or all you do for Oakley. The time that councillors commit to council business should never be underestimated, which of course includes day-to-day business, plus those, or all of those additional demands, such as the neighbourhood development plan, our village directory, our valued village directory, to name but two. We thank Bill Chalker, our newsletter editor, who continues to do a sterling job, our litter picker, who turns out in all sorts of weather to pick up our litter. a number of residents who volunteered are also worthy of thanks for their contribution, such as litter picking, dealing with dog poo bags, filling in tire marks on grass verges, monitoring vehicle movements, our phantom sprayer, whoever that person is, delivery of publications, plus all those other tasks that go unnoticed, really. We'd be in a sorry old state without the help of volunteers, and to each and every one of you, thank you very much. The year seems to have been a busy one, with many of the usual subjects arising, such as litter bins. Again, thank you, Phyllis, for what you've recently been doing with the litter bins. Play equipment inspections and repairs. Highway matters, which include parking matters, and the new verge parking scheme. We adopted a tree policy, considered crime and police matters, speed watch, which includes the effectiveness of the average speed cameras. From the regular figures we receive, it's clear that the cameras are having a positive effect on speed and safety. In April, our neighbourhood development plan became a statutory planning document, and in May, we appropriately marked VE Day on the 8th, and then 3 months later, on the 15th, we marked VJ Day. But sadly, the weather was not particularly kind to us on that day, if you remember. In November, Remembrance Sunday was respected, but in a much lower key way than normal. Ceremony took place at the memorial with a small and respectful presence. The council took the decision with considerable regret to remove the bottle bank from the rear of the village hall and not relocate it. During its time there, it had been misused and abused. Its removal was necessary, albeit unpopular with some following its removal. But very little was said when we publicly asked for help in trying to find an alternative site. Not long after its removal, the Borough Council sited a bottle bank on their land at the entrance to the Steddington Walk in the parish of Bromham. Will be there for a trial period, during which time its use will be monitored. We're very proud of our open spaces, particularly Lynch Furlong, the community orchard and Riverside Meadow, and with the guidance of Patrick Knight, a couple of summertime walks took place when Patrick was able to share his vast knowledge. We're very conscious of the need to improve biodiversity, and much planning has taken place this year. But from later this month, we'll be sharing ideas with near residents on what can be achieved at Brockwell Meadow. During a normal year, we receive many consultation documents, but this year we seem to have had more and of considerable importance, three of which were already covered: East-West Rail Route, Oxford-Cambridge Arc, Bedford Borough Plan 2030 review. And because of the importance of these matters, we felt a need to inform residents with a separate flyer, hoping that residents will familiarise themselves and comment appropriately. Whilst we cannot stand in the way of progress, we have to think about what is right for our village. The Mayor Dave Hodgson and Richard Fuller MP joined us at separate meetings when we were able to discuss these and other matters. Their attendance was well received, and we will do the same again when the need arises. The communication paragraph I'll leave out. One of the last decisions we made was giving approval for the 6 to 8 year old football teams of AFC Oakley to train on the village green until the end of June because there are no other facilities available. The football club must inform residents and there must be strict compliance with COVID and parking regulations to minimise disruption to nearby residents. So thank you, fellow councillors, for listening and thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Anne, it's you with the parish precept.
Yes, the precept for this year has been set at 54,700 and the band D has increased from 1.9% from £55.68 to £56.73. Going on the draft accounts for 2020-2021. In 2020-2021, income amounted to £76,179.88 and expenditure to £77,100.33. Income decreased by approximately £60,245, largely because Bedford Borough Council paid double the amount of precept in error the previous year, which obviously had to be paid back. VAT receipts decreased by £5,947 because of a reduction in capital expenditure in 2019-20. You'll remember that the previous year in 2018-19, we spent over £39,000 on new play equipment, and obviously the VAT is reclaimed the following year. The community infrastructure levy income reduced from £5,317 in 2019-20 to nothing this year. And this was offset by an increase of £1,205 in glass recycling receipts as a result of lockdowns during the COVID pandemic and additional allotment income of £1,201, largely because of the Ward Fund grant of £1,125 for work to clear the ditch. And thank you to Jonathan for that. Expenditure decreased by approximately £67,822, again, mostly due to the double payment of the precept by the Borough Council in the previous year. In addition, there was no spending on the neighbourhood plan now that it's been completed, compared to £5,395 in 2019-20. Capital expenditure reduced by £8,273, largely due to the cost of the bollards at Green and Grange Green in the previous year. The VAT refund due on expenditure in 2020-21 reduced by £3,078, and the cost of both grass cutting and the Christmas lights reduced by £3,961 and £2,180 respectively with the appointment of new contractors. This was offset by an increase of £4,245 in the cost of tree works, an additional £1,329 spent on allotment works, and an additional £810 spent in Lynch Furlong, mostly on a new information board, which will be put in shortly. Donations totalling £7,000 were made to the preschool, the village hall, the youth club, Autism Bedford, Transitioned UK, which supports young people with learning difficulties, and the Royal British Legion for a copy release.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne.
Do you want me to continue with the planning report?
Yes, please.
During 2020-21, we were consulted on and commented on a total of 47 planning and related applications compared to 49 the previous year. Most were for relatively minor works, but we objected to 6 on the grounds of impact on neighbours, overdevelopment, impact on the character of the local area, and dangerous access. The general policy, we asked for trees not to be removed unless they couldn't be saved and if they had to be felled for replacements to be planted in their place. As Pat mentioned, we also objected to the proposals for the development on land off Pavenham Road on the grounds that it would not comply with the borough local plan or the neighbourhood plan and it's outside the settlement area and not included as a development site in the neighbourhood plan. We were also consulted as a neighbour on the application for 500 houses off Milton Road, Clapham, and objected on the grounds that the borough doesn't need 500 houses in each of Bromham, Clapham, Great Barford and Sharnbrook. Again, as Pat mentioned, the Pavenham Road application was refused by the borough, but the applicant has appealed and councils reiterated their objection. The Clapham application is yet to be decided by the borough council. We've also continued to object to the resin parapets on the Highfield Road Bridge as they're completely out of keeping with the surrounding area. And again, we're waiting a decision from the borough council. Last autumn, the government consulted on a planning white paper which would zone land into growth, renewal and protected areas with automatic outline permission being given for growth land. It would impose centrally set housing targets, create local plans that would allocate sites but not set policies, and would introduce a new national model design code with a fast track for beauty. Council was very concerned and commented that zoning would open all greenfield sites up for development and there would be no protection for the Great Ouse Valley. It would take decision making out of local hands and residents should be involved in decisions on sites and development schemes. The role of neighbourhood plans would also be reduced. Standard housing calculation was insufficiently flexible, and following a backlash from MPs, it has now been revised, but it's not yet clear what the planning bill due later this year will contain. That's it.
Great. Thank you, Anne. That concludes the formal part, and item 7 is questions from the floor. But that doesn't mean there can't be any questions from our good selves. But everyone's silent. So then that nicely concludes our annual meeting. And the time is just before 8 o'clock. So well done, everyone. And reiterate, thank you very much for the time and effort that everyone puts in for the benefit of Oakley Parish Council. So thank you.
Thank you all
for another fantastic year of sharing.
Absolutely. And thank you to Anne as well.
Yes. Oh, yes.
No, thanks, Anne.
Thank you, Paul.
So, I must apologise for the frenzied waving while Sarah was talking.